llama.
Cue the llama. Yes.
Monty Python thing. So, you know, Tabe and I was at FC last week, Further Confusion.
You were, it's true.
They did, and they hired a bunch of security guards for all the events this year.
Oh, yeah. Very restrictive. Yeah,
very restrictive. They put them all at the various things. They made them all dress like aardvarks.
Oh.
So I guess they were guardvarks.
I guess they are indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, my cow.
Speaking of cows, do you know where Russian cows come from?
Where the milk is aplenty? I don't know.
No, Russian cows come from Moscow.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was reading the news today, and I figured out how to tell if somebody's a moron, even before I talk to them.
That's a useful thing to know. How do you do that?
Right. Well, if they're a Republican politician, the odds are pretty good they're a moron.
Oh, snap, yo. Oh, snap.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Anyway.
Oh, my cow. I actually have a question for you, Bertie, and I think you know the answer because you're pretty smart and know lots of things.
All right.
Do you know which celebrity... Words. Which celebrity words. Is always ready for cereal?
Tony the Tiger?
Well, that's true. But
yes, because he's great.
But also Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, yes,
indeed,
exactly.
Indeed. And you know, I order lots of things on Amazon like everyone does. And have you ever like ordered things and then you forget what you ordered and then like you just get this package and it's like Christmas because you didn't know you were getting it because you forgot?
Yes, actually I have.
Yes, I have many times. There's actually a name for this. It's called Amazonesia.
Amazonesia. God.
And on that note, I hear music. Note,
you hear music? Okay, well, let's get this show on the road.
Oh, my cow.
Well, hello, greetings, salutations, and Mubark Fluff to all the creatures in the Potiverse. I am Barely Normal, your host with the most, and with me this week is Tabin.
Oh,
finally.
Hi.
The two of us are together again.
My cow.
So glad to be back together, Tabin. How have you been?
Well, I have been missing you like the kid cow. It's just craziness how much I've been missing you. But I made it through. You'll be happy to know. And you are here too. And that's very wonderful to know. And you were at FC and everything recently. Tell, how was all that and everything?
Actually, FC was pretty good. I've got kind of a recap if you're ready to... To hear it.
To cap the re. Let me get some of my stupidity out of the way first.
Okay, you go for it.
And I'll go fast because I really want to hear your cap of the re of the FC.
Okay, go for your stupidity.
Chicken steaks. Okay. So
chicken steaks. Okay.
Okay.
they're tiny.
Tiny.
Chicken steaks are tiny.
Just like filet-a-tick.
Yes.
I told this actually last, so there's a few things that I told Rain last week, but I wanted to tell you, so I'm going to tell you again. So Rain, who's hiding in the background, you're going to hear this again. Oh, yeah, so my honey is not, he's like your honey in that, you know, they don't remember jokes very well, and honey never remembers a joke. But he actually remembered a joke 2 whole days after he heard it.
Wow,
and this
I'm
is impressive.
Impressed.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear the honey joke that he remembered for 2 days.
He just remembered. So a horse walks into a bar and orders a pint. The bartender says, you've been in here pretty often, guy. Do you think you might be an alcoholic? The horse says, I don't think I am, and disappears. So this, of course, is a reference to Descartes' famous adage, I think, therefore I am. Now, I could have told you and explained that before telling the joke, but that would have been putting the cart before the horse.
Yes, it would have been putting Descartes before the horse. Yes.
But he remembered that, and that was exciting.
I drink, therefore I am. That's what I believe in.
Well, good, good. Something else I told last week that you won't be impressed by, but I'll do it anyway. So Han Solo is talking to Luke, Chewie, and Obi-Wan. And Han Solo says, let's order Chinese food. And Luke says, well, I don't know how to use chopsticks. And Obi-Wan says, use the forks, Luke.
Okay.
And one more thing, I think, before... Yeah.
Yes?
I forget if I told this last week. So, Rain, I don't know if you've heard this or not. I think you did hear this, so I'll tell it anyway. Possibly. So, my parents came down recently. Mommy, Daddy, Doggy came down recently to, you know, say hi. And they tried to tell a joke. And... Okay, so I'll tell you what the actual joke is, but first I'll tell you that actually, in a way, the more hilarious part. So they have a Sunday school, and typically the pastor, Matthew, starts with a prayer. And Ed is there and says, actually, this week I'd like to start out with a joke. And so he goes to tell a joke. And so setting this all up, Mom says she was proud of herself because she made up a joke and told it in Sunday school. And then she said, oh, and Ed told this other joke, but I'm not going to tell you because, well, she didn't feel it was appropriate to tell me. And then Dad said, oh, well, I'll tell the joke. And so before we get to Mom's joke, because it's a follow-up of Ed's joke, Dad proceeds to try and tell me the joke. Okay. Now Dad starts. And Mom, who wasn't going to tell the joke at all because it's not right, as Dad starts, she's like, no, I don't think it went like that. Didn't it go? And then Dad says, well, maybe your line is better. And then so they go back and forth like this, trying to tell this joke, which remember, Mom wasn't even going to try and tell me for like 15 minutes, literally.
Okay.
And so finally, after 15 minutes, they say the punchline. And the hilarious part was watching them try and tell the joke. But so now I'll tell you the actual joke.
Okay, let's hear the actual joke that took so long
to set up,
as well as to tell us here how much it was to sell it up.
And remember, this joke was how they started off Sunday school with. So a man was found dead in a mansion. And of course, the police were called and they came and talking to the wife to find out what happened. And the wife said, well... He took some poison, and the police said, well, okay, well, that explains the death, but where did all the bumps and bruises come from? And the wife said, well, he didn't want to take the poison.
Nope,
didn't want to take the poison. And so that was the actual joke, and it was amazing hearing them try to say this. And so I guess I should follow up by saying, as I said, Mom told a joke that she was proud of. And so she said, after Ed told that joke, she said, she leaned over to Pastor Matthew and said, so I want you to know that this is probably going to be your best sermon Sunday school ever. And Matthew says, well, why is that? And she said, because you can't go get any worse than that. And I was actually proud of her for saying that. So, exciting thing that happened with
me. That was exciting.
Parents. It was.
Yes. Hit the ball, drag Bob. Hit the ball, drag Bob. Hit the ball. If anybody knows the joke that goes with that punchline, please let us know on Telegram.
On Telegram, let us know you know that. Okay, so the cap of the read that was the FC.
The FC. So FC was, as I alluded to earlier in the show, I went to FC this last weekend. It was a lot of fun with a few minor hiccups, which I'll discuss later. The con itself was a little different than years past. There were no food vendors inside the venue.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was very odd because, you know, you either had to go to, well, first of all, I went to the little grocery store in the Marriott. To get some snacks. I got a small thing of milk, a small packet of cookies. I got two things of milk and a small packet of cookies, and it was $36.
Oh, my kitty cow.
I know. And what? I was like, wow. Yeah. So so the next day I thought, well, I'll walk down to Safeway.
Yeah.
Guess what's not there anymore? The Safeway is closed. It's gone. Yes.
Oh, no.
So I'm wandering around. I finally found a 7-Eleven. I was able to get some snacks there. But vendors inside the venue. No, it did not cost me $36 at the 7-Eleven for the things that I wanted. So
$3.40 or something.
yeah, There were a few food vendors that set up on the sidewalk outside, so I'm not sure whether, and it was on the sidewalk by the street, so it was kind of like, I don't know whether the venue said no more food vendors inside or on their property. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I was looking forward to Wild Bill's Soda.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, you always liked that.
I really liked that, and they weren't there either. So when I got home, I ordered a case of their soda online, which should be here soon, hopefully. Yay, so, because I like their soda. Conspicuous by their absence was Fox and Pepper. Neither were there. So there were no Fox and Pepper's concerts or anything like that. I attended a few panels. I sat on Cassidy Civet's concert. She was on the Marriott stage.
How'd she do?
She did great. She did a great job. She sang some of her original songs that she wrote 15, 20 years ago.
Did she do Sakura? I mean,
She did. Yes. Nice. So it was, it was a nice little, and she did some of her new songs. She's got a new album that she's finishing up. So she did some of her songs off of her new album.
Very cool.
I attended the Night Market, which is a 18 and over place for to buy adult themed furry items. And they really need to put that in a bigger area.
Oh, is it too crowded?
It was way too crowded. Now, to give you an idea of how crowded it was, I left a panel at the Hilton.
Right.
And as I came out of the Hilton to go to the McHenry Center, you know, the little walkway in between there. Well, there was a line of people all the way to the Hilton.
Oh, my cow.
And I'm thinking, I wonder what this line is for. And as I walked all the way back to the Marriott and up to the Night Market, that's where the line was going.
Oh, my cow. Wow.
I was like, oh, wow, those people are not all going to fit in here. And then so it's like, do
so
I
they
go
did
back
that thing where they wait
line?
For like a few to leave, then they let a few more in, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I was like, do I go back and get in the end of the line? Because I didn't see any entrance for sponsors and super sponsors. And so I just walked to the exit for the Night Market and started walking back in. And she was like, hey, where are you going? I says, well, I just came out to go to the bathroom. I'm going back in.
Oh,
she was like, okay.
Very nice. So, very nice.
So in I went. I didn't wait in line and got a couple of drinks and had a good time at the Night Market.
Very nice.
So, and then I attended a couple of panels. I went to the puppy panel. I went to a panel on bats.
Yes.
I learned all about the Mexican swift tail bat, and I learned about the brown bat, and I learned about another bat.
Is that interesting?
And, it was very interesting. She walked around with the bats, so you could see them. She was holding them, and then she had a device that she could hold up to the bat when it was echolocating so that it would tone it down so that we could hear it within our range, so you could hear what a bat echolocation sounds like.
Very
interesting. She had this really nice camera set up, and she would set the bat underneath the camera and show you all of their little bat parts and how it all works and everything like that. And it was really very, very, very
that
interesting.
That sounds interesting. Very much.
Yeah.
So the pup thing, what was that? Was that just a panel? Was it a mosh or what was it?
It was a panel, Pup 101, and then a mosh afterwards.
Okay.
So it was a
lot
of fun.
Like what
there.
We went to, 4 years ago or whatever?
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. Very cool.
I went to the dealer's den. The dealer's den was amazing. It was packed.
Cool.
I actually bought some things, some art and some trinkets. And,
very cool.
I was actually going to buy I was going to buy Rukus's books, the Kindred books, the North and South. Rukus wasn't there either.
What? Oh.
I know.
He said everything.
Yeah. I know. She was not there. Oh, it's
but next time, I guess.
They had the books at Fur Planet, but I kind of wanted her to sign them.
It's a little more special. Yeah.
You know, so anyway, so that was not there. So, and would you be interested to know what the numbers were for?
Let us know the numbers, Mr. Berry. Yes.
Well, they had a total registration count of 5,388.
Oh,
now,
nice.
Only 4,639 showed up.
That's still pretty good.
Still pretty good. There were 980 fursuiters in the parade.
Oh, wow.
So that was a lot of fursuiters.
That's a little less than a quarter, about a quarter.
Right. And because it was raining like like crazy.
That's right.
The whole parade was inside the McHenry Center, so there was no outside walking in the parade.
Was it still pretty long, or did it just go in like a circle?
No, it was pretty long. The actual parade itself took about 25 minutes every fur to walk past me. And I, of course, if you have seen my website or my YouTube channel, I already parsed it down, put music to it, and it's 8 minutes to see the entire
nice
parade on YouTube.
So for all you furs, Barely will post a link to the YouTube so that you can see a nice synopsis of the
synopsis.
Why can I not say that word? Oh my cow.
I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. I know it's a synopsis.
Synopsis. Okay.
Synopsis, yes. And they raised $17,479 for their charity, which was Muttville, which senior dog rescue place in the San Jose area. So they rescue senior dogs and find homes for them.
Nice.
So that is my recap of FC.
Well, that sounds like you had a really great time. I was unfortunate that I couldn't make it. You know, things come up at the last minute. Looking forward to it next year. I'm definitely going to see if I can make it next year.
The funny thing about attending a con without Tabin is I'm invisible without you. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody came up and said hi. Nobody. I mean,
There were plenty of furs that were just like too shy because like, there's Barely, oh my cow. But
no,
they're too shy
I'm pretty
or something
sure
to come
there
up.
Wasn't. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure there wasn't.
Was Clovix there?
No. Clovix was there. Yep. Okay. I went and had lunch with Clovix and Lucien and Asshole Kitty and otherwise known as Fuzzy. We went to a barbecue place that's been featured on the Food Network. So
So you had seen it on the network before.
I had not, but Fuzzy pointed out that it was on the Food Network and it was a very famous place. Oh. It's a little hole in the wall joint, but boy, oh boy, was their food delicious.
That's usually like the best places, the places that are hole in the wall that no one knows about, but it turns out they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will have to say that place is amazing because I ordered a Manhattan, which is my drink of choice when they have a full bar. And they brought me out the Manhattan in a martini glass, like you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And then they brought out a pint glass full of more Manhattan.
Oh.
So I don't know whether they just made too much and it was like a milkshake. They gave you the extra. But he hands me that and he hands me this pint glass. I thought it was beer. I said, what's this? He says, well, that's the rest of your Manhattan. I was like, would you make it in a blender? It's like, okay. So basically, I got like four Manhattans for the price of one, which was nice.
It made up for your experience in the Marriott's little convenience store.
It did. Yes, totally. Well, not only that, but I didn't pay for lunch. Fuzzy picked up the ticket before I had a chance to pay for lunch.
That kitty is actually nice deep down, and he's never going to hear me say that because he doesn't listen to the show, I'm sure. So it's okay that I say that.
Right. Yeah.
I'll have to make sure to give him an extra special hug with Pawsies, and he won't know why, but I will.
Right. Well, and so, but of course, you know, his argument was, you know, the next time we go out, then I have to pay for him. I was it's like we didn't go out again while we were there.
But, so it worked out. Okay.
So it worked out great for me. But, you know, next time I see him at a con, I'll buy him lunch or a drink or something like that. So,
yeah.
Okay. Do you have some more jokes or?
I do, but in a little bit.
Before we get to the past today?
Actually,
in a little bit.
Yeah, in a little bit. I think let's do the past today. Oh, yeah. Let's do it that way. Past today, then I'll tell a few more jokes.
Okay. All right. Well, the past today. I got nothing.
Okay.
So I don't know what you guys have. Go ahead.
We'll do Rain. Rain, do you have anything?
I, in fact, do have something. Ooh. So we were talking about Jedi Fallen Order.
Last week,
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the video game. And I could not remember the name of the super hot redhead who plays Cal Kestis, the main character in the game.
And you found
him out. It is Cameron Monaghan.
Ian from Shameless, I think. Is that right?
Yes, Ian from Shameless. And he is, like, I have a very soft spot in my heart for redheaded boys and a hard spot in other places for redheaded boys.
I was going to say that's not a soft spot, but okay.
No, no. There's a soft and a hard spot. You know, you got to have one without. You can't have one without the other. It's like yin yang type thing. But he's also going to be in starring in. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pup.
Oh well, I mean, so I'm stuck on the. So do you carry a baseball bat or something when you have a soft spot because that's your heart spot?
Yes. It's like a baseball bat. Okay. Yes. Solid mahogany baseball bat.
Solid mahogany. Okay.
But yeah, so he's also going to be in.
With the Ian.
Yes.
Okay.
He's also going to be in the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which is coming out at the end of March.
Very nice. Very nice. Sorry. And I remember last week when we were talking about it, I wanted to make a note to, I did make a note, not just wanted to, but I did make a note to check that out. So now I'm going to have to remember to check that out.
The game is amazing. It's like you're playing a character in the movie. Well, it's like you're playing Cal in a movie.
Very nice and cinematic.
Oh my gosh. Such beautiful cinematics. The character acting is flawless. The character models look exactly like the real people who play them.
Oh, wow.
Even Forrest Whitaker shows up as Saw Gerrera.
Forrest Whitaker, who is that?
He is, oh gosh, he's been in a lot of things. I think he was in The Green Mile, right?
Whitaker. He was also in Good Morning Vietnam. He
yes.
Was in so one of those, I'd recognize, Star Wars. That guy type of
yes.
thing.
Yes, yeah. He was yeah. in Star he's Wars a... Rogue Squadron.
Right.
He played Saw Gerrera in that. And he also appears in this because it happens about the same time as Rogue Squadron.
Was right. he He's in also Bambi? In
the Mandalorian, too.
Yes. He, was and he Obi-Wan. In Bambi?
Was he in Bambi?
Mm-hmm. No, that's, no, he that's was not pre in Bambi. Okay. Forrest Whitaker fame.
Oh,
he was not in good Bambi. Know, but
that's actually pre Forrest Whitaker birth. But, you know.
Probably, oh. yes. It's pre rain birth and probably pre barely birth as well. Close to me, yeah.
Maybe.
I know it's maybe. Quite a while back, but yeah. Cameron Monaghan, if you ever listen to this podcast, know that I have the hugest crush on you. That you have a raccoon cute. Who is
and he's
entirely
got a
in love with
soft
you.
Spot for you.
Baseball, he wants to play baseball with you.
Baseball, yes, we'll play baseball. We'll play baseball
nice.
A lot.
Nice.
You'll play with some balls at least. I know that for sure.
yeah. Anyway, that's all I have.
Yes. Okay. What do you have, David?
Not as exciting as Rain's. I have that a long time ago, I was supposed to send you barely an ugly Santa mug picture. I still have
yes,
it, but
were.
I have not done that. Also,
okay, well.
I mentioned that in that episode long ago, I mentioned I still need to talk about Rhodey propagation, and I still need to do that. So I'll do that someday.
Maybe.
And I mentioned this last week to Rain, but I felt it very, it's awesome. So I wanted to mention it to you too.
Okay.
In season 3, episode 4, that's when you defined Bugfuggle.
Yes.
And from defining Bugfuggle, you made a segue into the Broad ad. And the
yes.
segue was disaster in the restroom. I forget. I think there was a joke about Scrabble and stuff, and you said something about disaster in the restroom. And then later, we were talking about Bugfuggle, and then you were like, you know how to avoid a disaster in the restroom, David.
Awesome. And I put that clip in last week.
You did,
week's.
But, oh, awesome.
Yes,
awesome,
episode
awesome.
39 has that clip, so barely you don't have to add that.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Oh, goody. So all you furs, listen to last week's episode, and you can hear that clip. And if you want to hear the actual how it actually happened in the fluff, as it were, go back to season 3, episode 4. So shout out to our previous episodes.
Yes.
And that is my past today. So now I would like
yes.
to tell two jokes. One
okay,
of which Rain has
jokes.
Already heard because he heard it last week, but I thought it was important enough to tell you barely because
okay.
that's how much I care and love you. So a man goes into a bar with a newt sitting on his shoulder. The bartender says, "What an interesting pet. What is its name?" The man says, "Tiny." The bartender says, "Well, why did you name him Tiny?" The man says, "Well, because he's my newt."
Yes. Clearly, you did not listen to the podcast that was before yours and Reigns, because I told that joke with TikTok.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
No, I'm behind in my listening. I'm still at like episode four or something. So
that's three total episodes now where we've heard that joke.
Yes.
Our listeners are surely getting their money's worth for this podcast.
It's kind of like the circumference joke, right? That was told like five episodes in a row. Okay, good.
And for any listener that does not know the circumference joke, who's the roundest knight of the round table? Why, it's circumference, of course.
Yes. Do you remember I had a follow-up to that. Like his cousin. I'll have to go back.
His cousin was like poly something or other.
Something.
Polynomial.
Something like polynomial. That. He's task today for next time is to find out what that joke, the follow-up was. I'll make a follow-up to circumference. Yeah. Circumference.
Yeah. Circumference.
Okay.
Circumference.
And this one was not told last week, but I think you probably already know the answer. But it goes, you of course know my illegal joke that I tell all the time. But something, I need to pair it up with this joke that I found, which I'm sure you already know. In fact, you probably told it in the few weeks that I was gone. What do you give a sick bird?
I don't know. What do you give a sick bird?
A tweetment.
A tweetment.
You were ready. Rain, I saw you. You were ready.
Yeah. Well, you know, you should pair this joke up with your sick bird one.
I definitely should.
Are you ready?
Oh, another one. Oh, I am another so one. Ready. Oh, my cow.
I know. Any joke that's not about an elephant is irrelevant. No?
Oh,
no.
No.
No. No. All right. All right. Well.
Oh, my cow.
Moo, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Before I get to that, just stupid, I want to talk about a little bit of a pet peeve I have.
Oh,
now,
cow.
I wasn't really going to talk about this, but because, you know, if you read the show notes, I got it crossed out, but I wanted to leave it there just in case I felt like I wanted to talk about it. So
you apparently want to.
I apparently want to. So I don't know. I've been in the fandom for 6 years now, since 2017.
Yes.
And I've noticed a little bit of a disturbing trend. There seems to be less openness and less willing or welcoming in the fandom these days.
That's horrible.
And it is. And I'm not sure what's going on, but I don't know whether it was the pandemic that's made everybody cynical and testy or something along that line. But it just doesn't seem like they're as friendly. The furs are not as friendly as they were when I first got into the fandom.
I'm sorry. And I haven't. Yeah. As you know, I haven't really been out, so I haven't seen anything in the last like 3 years. So this is sad.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. And I don't know whether, you know, there's a lot of political agendas, there's a lot of personal biases. There seems to be some exclusion now for new furs coming in. I saw a lot of people in line for registration at FC, and, you know, I remember in years past, if someone was by themselves, people would talk to them, they come up to them, they would, you know, work things out.
Start talking.
The line manager for FC was rude and obnoxious. They were just rude and obnoxious, and it was just like, wow. And then I was at a panel, and I'm sitting down, and I'm like halfway back in the room. And this 20-something fur comes in, and he's wearing he's wearing, you know, like a Kigu, and he's got this huge, big hat on. Mm-hmm. I mean, like one of those big foam cowboy hats.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen them, right? Yeah. And he sits down right in front of me.
Oh.
So I tap him on the shoulder, and I said, excuse me, but you're sitting in front of a lot of people. Could you take that hat off so that other people can see the presenter? Mm-hmm. And he looks at me, and he says, well, first of all, you're too old to be here, so if you can't see, why don't you go up front?
Whoa.
And let your old eyes see up there.
What? No, wait. Really?
Yeah.
What?
And I was like, really? Excuse me? Right? I was like, wow. And, you know, says, someone tell me that I'm too old to be in the fandom? Come on now. That's ridiculous.
That is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
If the fur that did that to Barely happens to be listening to this show,
I doubt they're listening to my show.
Don't do that. I'll just say for any fur, let's not take away from the fandom what the fandom is and does. What do? We support each other. We are the most welcoming,
absolutely
supportive, nicest, most creative, all that fandom on Earth. Don't take that away. Yep. Please, all you furs, let's not take that away. That's so sad. I'm so sorry that happened to you, Barely.
Well, you know, I went back to the room and made myself a poof and things were better. So,
okay. Well, you know. Okay. It was okay.
it was a panel on anime.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you would. I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah.
Perhaps he wasn't really a fur and he was a weeb.
He might have been. I don't know.
Weebs are notoriously rude.
Weebs?
What's a weeb? Okay.
Those are anime wannabe Japanese kids.
All right. Well, maybe. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
They're notoriously rude. I don't like them at Comic-Cons. They typically have a really rude demeanor.
They probably were like the evil troll in Bambi. Actually, I don't think there was an evil troll.
No evil troll in Bambi.
And that's why.
What Bambi are you watching?
Yeah, what Bambi do you watch?
This sounds like it came from like a different video store than the rest of us rented Bambi from.
Yes, is this the evil troll?
The evil troll.
All right. So do you have something else before we get to that's just stupid / odd things in the news?
No, I would love to hear what you have to say about that's a stupid and odd things that are in the news.
No amount of therapy will ever make this moment okay.
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Well, first of all, the first odd thing that I want to talk about is, I don't know why this is a thing, but apparently shooting archery with your feet is an actual thing. I don't know why.
I'd like to interject something just really quickly. Okay. In terms of things don't know why with your feet, mm-hmm. there is an actual, you know, Rubik's Cube competitions and everything. And they have all these events, 3x3 pyramids, blah, blah, blah. One of the mm-hmm. events at like official World Cube Association competitions is solving the cube with your feet.
Huh? Okay.
So this fits into that, I guess.
Okay, so an Australian contortionist stood on her hands and used her feet to shoot an arrow 59 feet and 11 inches into a target for a Guinness World Book record.
She actually hit something, too.
She actually hit, and it's a tiny one. It's only a 4x4.7 inch diameter target, so it's only not very big at all.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive, yeah. She won the Guinness World Book. It's a girl Wookie from the Winnesses.
She was in Bambi.
She was in Bambi with a troll, and
they got married.
Right. So this the arrow was 59 feet and 11 inches. Not the arrow itself, but that's how far it traveled. Hmm. And the previous record was 40 feet with 2 feet.
With 2 feet.
So 40 feet with 2 feet. This was 59 feet and 11 inches with 2 feet.
2 feet. That definitely fits into both the stupid and the odd things. It like kind of hits both marks right there.
It does. So there is a lizard. This is a change in subject right now. There is a lizard in Puerto Rico, and it normally lives in the forest, and it's genetically able to live in the forest. And it has little things on its feet to climb trees and stuff like that. With the winnis, and it's now slinking around urban areas, and it's they're actually being able to watch genetic morphs on these lizards in the city that are happening rapidly over like one or two generations as opposed to 30 or 40 generations for lizards evolve.
Wow. That's interesting.
So that it can evolve and survive in the cities. They can literally watch it unfolding. the lizard. It's an Anolis cristatilis. And it's Norma said it lives in the forests, but it's changed and it's growing extra scales on its feet.
Oh, really?
So that it can hold on to smooth things like glass and telephone poles and smooth items.
And it's really so fast that they're actually witnessing this.
They're actually witnessing, wow, like in one or two generations, the evolution of the lizards adapting.
That's incredible.
Rapidly.
That's crazy.
They're growing longer legs so they can run faster, like through traffic and across parking lots and whatnot.
That would be so adapting to the environment right there.
That's very adapting. Yes. Their lifespan is like 7 years.
Okay.
So if you were to wait for like 30 generations, that's
that's a long time.
21, yeah, or 210 years to watch evolution. But these are happening rapidly so fast that people like actually watch it. 14
years or something.
One offspring after the other growing with other things.
Wow.
Which is kind of interesting.
That,
yeah,
is.
So
that's very cool.
Evolution can really take a rapid turn when it needs to. They're cute little lizards. They're probably about the size of a gecko.
Oh.
And they're just cute.
And I bet they lived under that big log in Bambi.
They probably did with the troll. Yes.
the winnis.
The funny thing is in the article, they talk about how they had to capture the lizards so they could, you know, study the lizards. And
right.
Some of the researchers have like fishing poles with little tiny nooses on the end.
Oh,
so they can try
cute.
And catch,
that's so
catch
cute.
catch the lizards.
Yeah.
They talked about one gal. They had to go on people's property and, there was this one living on her house, and she nicknamed it Godzilla, so
oh, cute.
That they could.
that's
they
pretty awesome,
that and,
actually. I like
that's
that.
Pretty awesome.
I like it.
And that's all my news of the weird, strange, odd for the week.
And moo.
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
No amount of therapy will ever make this moment okay.
And moo. Yes.
Bop. Moo bop.
Mm-hmm. Moo bop. Mbop.
Okay.
Mbop. Let's sing like Hanson. Mbop.
Bop. That's
mbop.
We should like get platinum records now because we can go mbop. So you are waiting for my next five jokes.
I am.
I have five jokes and they're probably all told in the 3 weeks I was gone. So if you've heard them and told them, pretend that they're funny and laugh
okay.
at me. Don't okay. actually laugh with me. Just laugh at me. Just like, yeah, take me.
Okay.
Look at how funny you look or something. Okay. Okay. What's Bambi doing on your head?
Sitting.
Sitting. Because she's very good at it. No, I don't. Okay, I'm going to tell
Bambi
my jokes
Bambi is a boy,
now,
that, for the record.
That, yes, Bambi is a boy.
Oh, I mean, he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to tell me to tell my jokes.
Tell your jokes, Tabin.
Okay, thank you.
Let's hear your jokes.
So number one.
Yes.
The son says to his dad, "Dad, can you help me with my homework?" The dad says, "No, son, that just wouldn't be right." The son says, "Well, that's okay. Just do your best." So that's number one. Number two, uh-huh. God says to cow, he says, "You're a cow." Cow says, "Okay." God says, "Your baby is a calf." Cow says, "Ask me why I'm tired after giving birth." God's kind of thrown off by this and says, "Well, what?" Cow says, "Ask me why I'm tired after giving birth." God says, "Okay, why are you tired after giving birth?" Cow says, "Because I'm decaffeinated."
Oh.
Rain, give me something. Oh. Give me a sound.
Oh. There you go.
So joke number three.
Yes.
Every morning, I take my pet cow for a walk in the local vineyard. So I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh.
Rain, do a...
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, okay. So number four.
Yes.
There's an airhead and boyfriend that go to a football game. After the game, the boyfriend says, "So what did you think about the game?" And the airhead says, "Well, it was great, all the excitement and running around. But, you know, I couldn't understand why they kept killing each other over 25 cents. Boyfriend says, "What do you mean?" Well, the airhead says, "Well, they flipped a coin. One team got it. Then the rest of the game, they all kept screaming, 'Get the quarterback, get the quarterback.' And I'm like, hello, it's only 25 cents.
Oh.
Okay. And number five, numeral 50.
Numeral 50. Not that we don't have enough jokes to tell later. But go ahead.
I know. 143 million years ago, a female dinosaur opened a clothing boutique. She called it Triceratops. And that's that.
And that's enough of that. Okie dokie there. Don't you know? That stuff there. You know. So I think that we should get to the media. What do you think?
I think the media is a thing. Media! Blah, 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 blah. What is going on? Bambi, why are you... Stop sitting on my head. Look at the things you're making me do.
Bambi's a little nuts. Anyway, so... only before he was a buck. Okay, so you know what the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts are?
No, barely. I would like to know, what is the difference between bear nuts and...
No, beer nuts.
Oh, that's even better. What is the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Deer nuts. Well, beer nuts are usually like $2.69, but deer nuts are under a buck.
Oh, they're not very expensive. Okay, yeah.
True. No, they're not
that
very expensive
true.
At
That's
all.
Very true.
So, on the media, I rewatched some episodes of Warehouse 13 while I was at FC. I kind of turned it on the television.
Warehouse? I don't know, but barely found it.
I don't know. Over there. Yes.
Over there.
Werewolf. Werewolf. Yes. which is a line from Young Frankenstein.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
There. What? There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to.
No, I don't want to.
Suit yourself. I'm easy.
So, I watched a few of those. I watched a few episodes of South Park while I was, drifting off to sleep at FC. Today, at lunchtime, I started Velma.
Oh,
HBO.
I've heard of that. Ooh.
Yes.
How is it?
It's dark. Oh. It's funny.
Hmm.
It's not your father's Scooby-Doo. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right. So this is the Velma the Smart One from Scooby-Doo. Okay.
Velma the... Yes. But it's also very sexually tense cartoon.
Tense.
So,
tense.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of camping because there's all that tense.
There's a lot of camping. Okay, yeah. So
Brain,
that's what I've been watching.
Looking at your face, I can tell you want to like do something to me right there.
No, I'm fine.
No,
I'm
you're
okay.
fine? Okay.
I'm
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trusting you on that.
All right. So if you are a subscriber to HBO or HBO Max, there's a number of new series and shows coming out on HBO this year. Some are new seasons of shows that they already established, and others are new shows altogether. So some of the shows that I want to catch up on before the new season start, of course, is The Righteous Gemstones. I've talked about that before. Succession, Perry Mason, Gilded Age. They're all ones that I'm going to catch up on before the new season drops.
So it's just like when you have a hamburger, there are things you're going to catch up on.
Yes. Catch up.
Rain, I'm waiting.
It's like, okay. I'm not sure where to go with this anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was waiting for.
Okay, right. Okay. There's new ones that I want to watch called Last of Us, which I think is a zombie type of movie or
it's
show.
It's based
series.
Upon a video game.
Is it?
Okay. It is.
Oh,
and
Among Us?
So
is
far,
it based on Among Us?
No, it's based on Last of Us, the video game.
Oh, Last of Us. All right.
It's the name Last of Us. Okay.
So far, reviews from early watchers have said that it keeps fairly close to the video game storyline.
Okay.
Well, having never played the video game, I would not know. And so therefore
yeah, I think it's a PlayStation exclusive game, if I remember right. So,
well, I have a PlayStation, so maybe I'll turn it on and make my husband play it so I can see if the
television shows.
But I mean, I think it's got Liam Neeson in it as the main character, and which is kind of cool. And then the girl.
Does it also have Bambi?
It does not have Bambi.
Oh, no.
But it does have. One of the things that I've been noticing a lot about new shows that have come out, I watched several weeks ago, and I think I talked about this with TikTok or with Rain. We talked about watching the Wednesday series. The Addams Family one. And so what I'm noticing is a lot of actors and actresses that played in Game of Thrones are now in a lot of other shows that I watch.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, I remember her from Game of Thrones. I remember Game of Thrones.
Yeah, came back to life. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, look at that. Yeah, yeah. So. And then Night Country is another one I want to watch. And then White House Plumbers is another series I want to watch.
White House Plumbers, okay.
Yeah, the White House Plumbers is about Watergate, actually. So the 1970s. When politicians were held accountable for the things they did, unlike now when they're not. So They're just not. I mean, they're just not held accountable at all for the things they do or say or lie about. They're just not held accountable
anymore.
We
really need Bambi and the elf to, like, put the hoof down on this and
take
care of it.
Put the hoof down.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hoof down. That's right. So what about you for media stuff there, Mr. Teben?
Well, you are so much more exciting than me. I've just been watching South Park for lunchies. We're still rewatching Will and Grace season 2. And we've been, watching Discovery season 2. And that's all. See, I'm not exciting. I'm not exciting pup. That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
That's it, huh? Bark. Okay, well.
Bark.
Move. Yeah, bark.
Left
bark, bark,
shark. Bark. Wallaby socks. Chicken. Steaks.
Chicken steaks. Wallaby socks. What about right palm tree? You know,
right,
what
I mean, about the right? Let's not forget right palm tree. He was having much fun. Mm-hmm. Oh my cow. Oh my cow.
Or she. We don't know. Whether,
me or.
We don't know their agenda.
Or gorilla fruit.
Well, I mean, they could have propagated a rhododendron in that pine. In that
there you
tree.
Go. See,
you never
exactly.
know.
Exactly. You right. never know. And we'd only know if I would actually finally talk about the roadie propaganda.
Roadie propaganda. With ropaganda, which is something entirely different. Yes.
With the Winnis troll.
With the. In his troll from Bambi. Wow, Wallaby Socks.
Like, oh my cow.
Hey, Wallaby Socks, how you doing? Okay. So, let's get to furries in the news.
In the news,
he's saying it so such high frequency only other dogs can
only
hear
other
it.
Only
and
other
Bambi.
Pups could
Bambi
hear that.
Can definitely
and
hear
Bambi,
it.
Yes, and Bambi, yes, with the troll.
And the troll.
Okay, so there is. I know this is kind of furries in the news, but it's also kind of coming up upcoming events. But it's really not upcoming events because it's way in the future. But there is a new FurCon established. And they just released a press release today.
2 days.
It's called Furry Fansago. It's coming to Great Bend. I know Fursango. I don't know what that is. Fansango.
No,
Fansago.
No. Remember Fandango?
Yes. Maybe that's what. Maybe it's a thing
maybe
along that
is.
Line. Yes. They're only going to sit around and watch movies. They're going to Great Bend. Indiana, I think Great Bend is in Indiana, is it not? Or is it in Illinois? Indiana. Okay. So they would like to, the Great Bend this summer, July 21st through Sunday, July 31st, 10 days. Wow, that's a 10-day conference. No. Yeah. Wow, that's a 10-day conference? Holy mackerel. It's a long conference.
That's a long mackerel.
That can't be right. But anyway, maybe it is. They're going to faminals? Wow. Furries and animals enthusiasts to join their small furry convention, said Christian Rivera. Now, the funny thing is, the founder and president is Christian Rivera. If you go to their website, their security chief is either his brother or his son.
Or his dolphin.
The person in charge of programming also has the last name. Everybody on the board has the last name Rivera. So clearly they're either all related or it's a family thing going on.
Or it's a Kansas thing maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, he says, you know, his article said something about that fur cons should come to not only big cities, but small cities as well, because not every furry can get to a big city for a big fur con.
I agree.
Which is true, which is why we went to Get Out the Float, because it's a small fur con.
There's Furlandia and things like that. Yeah,
Furlandia, A&W, all that kind of stuff. They're smaller fur cons, but you know, they're not necessarily in huge cities. So there you go.
Very cool.
That's it for furries in the news, unless you have anything, or if Rain has anything. I do have something,
and I love how, so you haven't forgotten barely how to ignore me, and that's great. I mean, this is a good thing. I'm great, because I was having like this meltdown thing. Rain, did you see that? I was having issues?
Yeah. I noticed that, yes.
Okay, you did, but you chose to let Taben just do what he's going to do. I'm just going to keep Taben, going. Yes. No, yep. I'm really glad that you remembered after all this time how to deal with me. So that's great. But
yes.
I do have a little phrase in the news.
Okay.
Okay. Hi. I had too much Wallaby socks today. So I came across this website.
Enjoy it?
I mean, Wallaby, I mean, I think he did. He was a...
Okay,
He went to the Tilt-A-Whirl.
I don't know. You muted yourself at this point, so I'm not sure what's going on.
I did that on purpose because...
Okay.
That is the first time he's ever pressed the mute button on purpose.
We're so far off the rails. Yes, so far off the rails.
So a website that I came across called Fang, Feather, and Fin, and we'll put the URL on the website. It's just www.fangfeatherandfin.com. It's a furry history blog. It's very interesting. And it's got a lot of this cool furry history stuff. And one thing, I mean, you know, I'm a dancy pup, so of course this came across my... I wanted to point out, because it's, you know, dancy pup stuff. They have a history of fursuit dancing and dancing in the furry fandom, like where dance comps came from and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's very, very cool. Interesting. So all you first, as I say, we'll put this link on the two in particular, link to this article also. It's very interesting. Basically, fursuit dancing at FurCon started at Conference 4 in 1993. Now, the first official FurCon was actually Conference 0 in 1989. So in Conference 4, they started having fursuit dancing, and they had a variety show, and one or more furs did some dancing to a song as part of the variety show, and so it kind of came from that and everything. It's a very interesting article. I recommend you check it out, and so we'll post the links on the website, and I just wanted to give a shout out to that, and that's all I have to say about furries in the news.
All right. Well, with that, it's time to visit with our good friend and friend of the pod, Chitaro, who has a review of the movie Back to the Outback that he watched on Netflix.
And which, before he does, I want to say shout out to Chitaro, because both Rain and I met Chitaro in the fluff at A&W just several weeks ago. So that was great to meet our staff member.
Yes. And he actually is part of the reason that story time went an hour and a half instead of an hour.
He is. That's true. He was a little bit of a component.
What did he do?
He egged the pup on a little bit. Oh, of course, it wasn't entirely his fault because there were other furs egging.
There were others.
As well.
It went so well. So all you furs, I don't think I've posted on my YouTube yet, but that particular story time was more off the, like, it's the most off the rail story time that I've ever done. So if you got a chance to go there, that is a very actual special experience for you, because that has never happened in any of my story times. But so Chitaro and I want to get the name right because I want to give a shout out. So give me just a second to say, where was it? Was it in the, oh, it was in the Ferlandia chat. Let's see. Chitaro and Thunderpup Shepherd. Shout out to both of them. They said just today in the chat that they laughed so hard that their throat hurt. So they really enjoyed that particular story time. So thank you, you first, for showing up. How many showed up in all? Do you remember to that particular one, Rain?
It was packed. There wasn't a seat available. We had people sitting on the floor.
There was a lot of furs and, there, yeah.
Yeah. Andy's Hollow was completely packed.
It's a really good one. So if any of you furs are listening, thank you so much if you came to that. We had a really good time together, and that was great. Anyway, that was my segue into what Barely already segued into, which is Chitaro's review of, what's the name of the thing again?
Back to the Outback.
Back to the Outback. Let's take a listen.
Well, joining us once again is Chitaro with his movie review. And what are we reviewing today, Chitaro?
Today, we are reviewing a movie called Back to the Outback. It was a movie...
Back to the Outback.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a movie from 2021. It's on Netflix, so it's kind of an awesome movie. That is, if you like Australian accents.
All right. Crikey.
I would say I would do this in my Australian accent, but I think that would get disturbing.
Uh-huh. Yes, it could. It could very well. So tell us all about Out to the Back Out, or the Back to the Outback.
Yeah, well... It starts in, well, of course, Sydney, Australia, and it takes place, or the beginning takes place, at the Australian Animal Park, where there's a whole lot of people and children roaming around looking at the animals and seeing the cute and cuddly animals. And then all of a sudden, one child says, I want to go see the ugly animals, which... The ugly animals are the dangerous animals, and these dangerous animals are like a crocodile, a Tibetan snake, a thorny devil lizard, a scorpion, and a funnel web spider. And so there's this guy who is the animal handler. His name is, I'm sorry, this is going to sound funny, his name is Chaz Hunt. And
okay,
and,
there you go.
And he basically has this show at the animal park that shows off all of these dangerous animals. Basically, what ends up happening is the animals come out for the show, and everybody, of course, because these are dangerous animals, gets all scared. And there's the snake, the Taipan snake. She's a beautiful purple snake. She's kind of disturbed at the fact that these people are afraid of her, because she doesn't understand that she's that dangerous, right? So after the park is closed down, they all get put in their enclosures and they start chatting. And the crocodile, who likes to tease the keepers by chasing them around and stuff like that, asks the snake, how did things go today? And she just hides, and she felt bad because she scared the children. And then the croc asks the funnel web spider who he is in his heart, and the funnel web spider says, I'm an interpretive dancer. And the scorpion wants everything to be beautiful and hates the color beige. And
okay.
And the thorny devil lizard is so smart that he tries to find ways to escape, and he has this little thing where he like flicks something and this light falls down and he can climb out of his enclosure. But ultimately the snake is jealous of this cute and cuddly koala, who people love and want to hug, and he's like this the park's most popular animal. And so,
okay.
So what ends up happening is day after day they do these shows, and the animals are performing in this, and it ends up basically making the snake even more sad. So one day, while the show was going on, Chaz Hunt's child, Chaz Jr., falls into the crocodile pit, and he fears for his life. But, of course, since people cannot hear these animals talking, the crocodile is saying, "I'm just trying to help you." And, of course, the keepers are like, "Oh, my God, he's trying to eat my child." And so they finally get the child out because the crocodile actually helps him get out of the water. But then what ends up happening is, well, as always, when animals get involved with people, they have to be got rid of. So they end up getting rid of the crocodile, which made all of the other animals, well, the dangerous animals, very sad.
As well it should, yeah. Yes.
And so those four animals decided that they want to escape and return to the outback.
Okay.
So whilst they are attempting to escape the animal park, they run into this cute little koala, and his name is Pretty Boy. And of course, the koala's trying to do everything to make noise so that they could be recognized and say, "Hey, these animals are trying to escape." Well, then then what ends up happening is the scorpion ends up like stinging the koala and like puts him into a sleep, because the scorpion doesn't kill anybody. It just puts him into a sleep for a little while. And then all the animals end up leaving the park. And they end up on their journey to the outback, where they end up having some interesting adventures. But what ends up happening is the animal park people notice that these animals have escaped, right? And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. the Chaz Hunt decides that he's going to hunt these animals down. Well.
Aha! Uh-huh.
They end up having some interesting adventures. They run into a shark when they're trying to cross the water to Sydney specific, and the shark says, "We're part of this society called the Ugly Secret Society, which is all the ugly animals getting together and like becoming friends and helping each other out." So what ends up happening is they end up having a lot of different ugly animals helping out along the way. They finally get to the outback. But then what happens? Well, Chaz actually ends up capturing them. And so when they get captured, the young boy, his son, decided that, "Oh no, these animals are so sad. They're not trying to kill us. They're just trying to get home." And so he pushes the snake out of the car and breaks the cage that it was in, because it was a glass cage. And then the snake is end up there going, "Oh no, I need to save my friends." Well, at that point, that's when the movie really gets interesting. And I'm going to pause there and let all of the furs out there watch the rest, because it's hilarious as to what happens, let's just say. And it's one of those things that you have to sort of see for yourself, because it's impressively amazing. I will say that ultimately the animals do end up getting back to their home habitat, but that's about all I'm going to say, because that won't wreck it, because obviously the movie is out to the outback, and it wouldn't be a real movie if they didn't make it, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm going to give this movie 4 chirps, because it had some really good laughter in it. And, of course, it kind of scared me, because there was a whole entire scene where there were spiders everywhere, and I'm arachnophobic, so it's one of those weird things. But I'm a cat. I don't like spiders. What can I say?
yes, or cucumbers.
Right. And I think all furs should watch this movie. You got to kind of be ready to hear a lot of Australian talk, because, of course, all the actors are Australians. But as long as you're okay with that, you'll be good to go.
Nice. All right. Well, 4 chirps for Back to the Outback from Chitaro. Thanks for coming on the show and reviewing our movie for us. Do you have a movie for the next time, or are we going to get a surprise?
You know, I think I am. I'm torn between two, but I think I've decided before recording that I was going to do the next movie is going to be Pets United. It's a movie on Netflix as well, so I'm going to do that next time.
Awesome. All right. Well, we look forward to your next review, and you have a superlative afternoon, evening, day, morning, whatever it is, wherever you are today.
Absolutely. And have a great day, all you furs out there.
Okay, well, thank you, Chitaro, for that wonderful review, and all furs, go ahead and listen or watch the movie, because he did not, as you know, give us all of the details of the movie. He didn't want to spoil it for you to watch. So
I do like details.
Detail. Yes, detail. So, upcoming events. Right. So, the weekend that this episode drops, the 28th, is going on the Anthro Expo 2023 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
It's started yesterday, the 27th, and is going through Sunday, the 29th.
It's not 10 days. That's at the,
no, it's not 10 days. It's only three. And,
the troll
and
isn't
then,
happy about that.
No. And then if you want, next weekend, February 3rd through the 6th, which is a four-day conference, is ScotiaCon.
ScotiaCon? I've heard that's a good one. I haven't been, of course, but I hear it's a pretty good one.
And I hear that Fox will be there from Fox and Peppers because, it's not too far from his place.
That's United Kingdom. That's where
Glasgow,
he is.
Actually, yes, it's. I think that's his hometown. Actually, he'll probably be at that con. Yes, Glasgow, UK, and then
yes, I'm the okay. Fall. Ha ha. Because you said you
okay.
UK.
No. UK. 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 We all okay together.
We all okay.
We all okay. And then February 22nd through the 26th at the Clarion Hotel and Congress.
Malmö
live. In Malmö, Sweden, is Nordic FuzzCon.
That's Malmö.
I've heard that's a good one too.
Malmö. It's Malmö.
I thought the umlaut meant U sound.
No, it depends on where it's placed.
Which country?
Sweden is different.
Yes, and I was in Sweden last year, so yeah, Malmö is the correct pronunciation.
Malmö. Okay, it's Malmö. So why do they need the umlaut over it? I would have said Malmö if it hadn't been the umlaut.
I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's all backwards.
Swedish is a different language. It's fun, but it's different.
It's a fun, different language. All right. Well, that's going to happen at the Clarion Hotel at the Malmö, Sweden, the Nordic Fuzz 2023. And that is upcoming events. That's it. That's all I got. Taben, how are you?
He's muted.
He's muted once again.
Oh, so you didn't hear me say that if you're lucky, you'll see Bambi there.
That's true. The Swedish Bambi. Which is probably bamboo.
Bamboo. It's probably
bamboo. Yes, it's the I is probably pronounced like an O, so it's
probably.
Bamboo.
Probably.
So anyway, I don't know. So those silly Swedes. They're cute and blonde and blue-eyed, but blue-eyed. You know. Blue-eyed Pop. Swedes. Pop. Swedes. So I think I've heard that you have some mathy things that you want to do with the two of us.
I do. But first, I need to go put some more water in my little puppy dish to take care of my puppy muzz. So I'll be right back. And in the meantime, you and Rain talk about a thing that is something.
A thing that is something. Yeah. Okay.
I'll leave you to it.
Okay. All right. Well, he said Allah. So I think we should talk about Allah.
Allah? We're not supposed to draw him. I know that much.
Well, no, you never draw Allah unless it's all of you or all of me or all of the other reindeer, which
all of the other reindeer. We talked about all of the other reindeer in last week's episode.
Yes. Well, since we're talking about Bambi and reindeers, well, Bambi's not a reindeer so much as
a regular deer. Yeah.
Just a regular deer. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Terrible. Oh, dear. Dear, dear, oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, d-
oh, what is it? The Piglet used to say, oh, dear, dear.
Yeah, and yeah. Oh, and Pooh said, oh, dear, bother.
Dear. Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. Yes.
Don't stick your head in the honey tree because things will get stuck up there.
But if you don't stick your head in there, how are you going to get the honey?
That's right. How are you going to get that honey, honey? Mm-hmm. Honey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. And then pour.
If you don't put your head in, you're never going to get the honey.
Right. So let's see. Let's talk about Winnie the Pooh. So Winnie the Pooh is a bear.
True.
And his name is Winnie.
True.
Winnie the Pooh. Why Winnie the Pooh? I don't understand that.
I don't know. He's British, so there's no telling.
Okay.
And they have all kinds of weird things.
And other than Christopher Robin, who has a name, mm-hmm. And Eeyore, who has a name.
True.
So, but Rabbit's name is Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Kanga is the kangaroo, and the little one is Roo.
The little one is Kanga Roo.
And Roo, right? And then Piglet is a piglet, yes. Mm-hmm. And Owl is an owl. An owl. Yes. So
Tigger is Tigger.
Tigger is a Tigger.
Yes, because he's the only one.
Yes. Yes, they're wonderful fun.
Yes.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber.
Their bottoms are made out of springs.
They're bouncy, flouncy, flouncy, bouncy. They're fun.
Yes. Yes. I've heard.
Yes.
I used to be a big...
Yes.
Yes, I used to be a big Winnie the Pooh fan, especially of Tigger. In fact, Orville and I have a picture of us years and years ago meeting Tigger at Disney World. That we stood in line. We were probably the only adults standing in line to get a photo with Tigger. We stood in line for 45 minutes, I think, to get this picture with Tigger. And
wow, yes,
it was well worth it because Tigger was a wonderful thing.
Tigger is a wonderful thing. What else? What are we supposed to talk about? I forgot what we were supposed to talk about. Thing, Awa, I guess.
Thongs. A thing that is a thing, I thought.
A thing that is a thing that's a thing. All right. Well, anyway. So with that, you know what? I'm just going to press the pause button and everybody else can come back.
Pause! Because it's a podcast and we use pause. Look who's back.
The pup is back.
Carrying his puppy dish in his mouth.
It is. It's on the end of the puppy dish.
We talked about Ala while you were gone.
Oh, and you almost get canceled?
No, because we didn't draw him.
Oh, you didn't draw him. No. Ala. No. So it's okay.
We are very smart. We have watched
Allah. I don't know what that is, but okay. So math. Let's go to the math.
Last time was season 3, episode 35 was the last time when you, Barely, and I were together. And that time I did a lateral thinking puzzle thingy, you might remember.
I remember, yes.
And I like how you say that. And last week, for math, I was going to do a lateral thinking thing with Rain, but we ended up kind of running out of time. So I said, well, why don't we push it to this week? And then Rain, come on, and then we all three can do a lateral thinking thing together.
Hold on, I'm going to go down to the basement and get my ladder because
I got my step ladder. I didn't know my real ladder.
I didn't know my step ladder.
Oh, yes.
Oh, throwback.
Throwbacks.
So, Rain, I think, do you know how lateral thinking puzzles work and stuff?
Refresh my memory.
I will refresh your memory. And for any out there that doesn't know, if you go back to season 2, episode 35, you can hear me talk more in depth about it. But the basic idea is that it's kind of like 20 questions, but instead of about things, it's about situations. And you're asking, it's not necessarily 20 questions, it's as many as you want. And so it's a situation that there could be possibly many, many explanations and things like that. But the point is you're trying to figure out by asking questions, which scenario I have in mind. And I, so you ask questions and I can answer either yes, no, or irrelevant. And okay. So Barely and I did one last time about eggs and stuff. And anyway, so let's just try it and see how it goes with another lateral thinking puzzle. Okay. So the setup is, oh, whoops. My paper got, it's here. Okay, hi. This one is called Push the Car. So a man pushed his car. He stopped when he reached a hotel, at which point he knew he was bankrupt. Why? And so now you're asking questions to try and figure out why. And I answer
was
either
he out
yes
of gas?
Or irrelevant. Say it again?
Was he out of gas?
No.
If he wasn't out of gas, why did he push his car? That's a very strange question.
I can't
question.
Answer that.
You can't answer that question.
That's a direct question. We're asking general questions.
Maybe I should say, it would be less confusing if I said irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
That's probably a better answer. I mean, what I said was true, but irrelevant is actually a better answer.
It's not about an elephant at all. It's irrelevant. No. Okay.
Shout out to previous.
Throwback to the joke. Yeah. Oh boy. Okay.
Bambi. Yes, okay.
Was it his car?
Yes. Good question, though.
Did he push it because he couldn't drive?
Let's say irrelevant.
Okay.
There's that elephant again.
Mm-hmm. In the room.
In the cow.
Was the hotel open?
That's a hard question to answer, actually. I think I'm going to say irrelevant.
Okay. And all these irrelevant questions. let's see. We could do an entire podcast with these. So where was he in America?
Irrelevant.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Was there anybody else in the car?
No.
Was all his money in the car?
No. We're getting non-irrelevant questions here. That's great.
Did he have money to start with?
Yes.
Okay.
Was the car a very expensive car?
I mean, the answer is no, but I was trying to think, do I say no or irrelevant, which would be less, like, I don't want to accidentally confuse you by saying things. So, I mean, I'm just going to say no, but if you prefer to think irrelevant, that's fine.
Was the car very heavy?
No. Definitely no.
Okay.
Was the car a motorhome?
Cute, but no.
Did the car have an engine?
Best to say irrelevant.
And I believe they're called like Native Americans now, not engines.
Please, let's be PC about this. Oh my cow.
Be PC, yes, please. Come on.
Did he have help pushing the car?
No.
Did he push the car uphill?
No.
How far did he push the car?
I can't answer that.
Yes, no, or irrelevant.
Did he push the car more than 1 mile?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Was the car... Wait a minute. Was the car silver?
No. Well...
No?
Possible. I'll say irrelevant, because... Maybe.
Okay. Because I'm going somewhere with this.
I think you are actually going somewhere good right here.
Do the wheels on the car turn?
You know where we're going. No.
Okay.
Oh my cow, barely you
was
smart
the
cow.
Hotel red?
Yes. Oh my cow, you got it. You got it.
I am totally
he was
lost.
He was pushing his Monopoly piece.
Yes, he was. Oh, my
hotel,
cow. Yes, he was.
He was bankrupt. He couldn't afford to go to the hotel.
All right. That was a good one.
Thinking to myself, what car would you push not far?
It's exactly. Like, I think it was the mile thing that was probably... Do you think the mile question was the one that like did it for you?
It did, because it was like, okay, he didn't push it very far... I was like, and then when you said the wheels don't turn, it's like, But then when you said it wasn't silver, I was like, nah, wait a minute. But
well, and that's why I had to think. I couldn't think like, wait, okay, are the cards
because it's not silver, silver? It's
I couldn't remember.
Well, it's silverish color.
Oh, so but it's pewter, so it's kind of more gray.
I should have said, is it silver in color is what I should have said. But
yay!
I figured it out.
Hooray. Smarter than the average, barely.
No. Smarter than the average,
that
barely.
That was very cool. That was very exciting. Wasn't that exciting for both of you?
It was exciting.
Yes, I was totally enrapped. I was trying to figure out.
And all of a sudden, I saw it on Barely's face. Like, oh, he's getting there. He is getting there. It was awesome.
Well, because when I thought about, I had to think outside the box. That's like the last time with the egg thing, it's like, okay, I got to think where the egg came from and where the car came from and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Nice. This is very, very nice.
That's right. That's like, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Chicken steaks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Goodness sakes. Steaks.
They're tiny. Oh, for chicken steaks. Well.
Well,
shall we? Not like we've had enough jokes on the show, but let's talk about some other jokes.
Okay.
Have you got your joke book?
I do, my cow.
Okay. You do. Rain, do you have any jokes with you?
I do.
Okay. Well, then let's tell some jokes. Tabin, I'm going to let you start.
Okay. So for all you first, if you didn't know, I have this book here called The Ultimate Dad Joke Book. 501 Ultimate. Hilarious jokes and puns, and I haven't read these in advance. I just go to the next page and read them. Barely, on the other hand, on the other paw,
seek out bad jokes. Yes.
So take it with that grain of salt. And Rain, have you sought out these jokes, or are you just reading them and haven't seen them yet?
I am constantly seeking out dad jokes, corny jokes.
Okay.
Okay.
Those type of jokes, because that's my type of humor. And all they make me laugh.
All you furs cannot blame me for what happens because I haven't read them. You can blame Barely and Rain, though, because they consciously decided to read these.
Tell these jokes, yes. Exactly.
So I will 100% take responsibility for my actions.
Response. I would like to know, why did the elevator go to the doctor?
I don't know. Because it was feeling a little down?
I'm going to give that to you. He was coming down with something, but
coming down with something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, you're on a roll. Yeah. First the lateral thinking, then that.
I know. It's So, do you know why elephants only eat raw food? We're back to elephants again. I don't know why we have a lot of elephants.
We're having a lot of elephants. Is it because they like sushi?
No, it's because they don't know how to cook.
I mean, because they're very good at it. Exactly.
True. Mm-hmm. They don't fit in the kitchen either.
I like it. No. They don't.
Yes. So what do you do when your bunny gets wet?
Give him a nice cauliflower meal of pancakes.
No, you get a hair dryer.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Rain, do to yourself.
Okay.
There we go. Yes. Sounds like a grandpa fart. Anyway.
Excuse me.
I'm not going to read this one because we've done it before. It was probably back in season one, but we've done it before. So I'm going to go to the next one and say, do you know, what did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock?
What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock?
So again, I want to remind all you furs, I did not look at this beforehand, before Pop. So what I'm going to say now is not my fault.
Okay.
So ask me again, Barely.
What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock?
Look, Pops, no hands.
Hey, that was bad.
That deserves a sound. Give us a sound. You lost. We lost.
That one was bad.
Yeah. So, do you guys know why the astronauts didn't stay on the moon?
Did they fall off?
No, it was full.
Oh.
That's actually pretty good. That was pretty good.
I see what you did there. I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. I'm good with it. Okay.
Okay. Do you want a brief explanation of what an acorn is? In a nutshell, it's an oak tree.
In a nutshell, it's an oak tree. Oh, I love it.
Oh, snap. God.
And was it one of those that were overproduced one year?
Yeah, it could be.
Nope. It wasn't that year.
Yeah.
So this judge goes to his dentist, right? Uh-huh. And judge talks to him, of course, all judgely-like. And what do you think the judge said to his dentist?
What did the judge say to his dentist? I have no clue.
Do you swear to pull the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth?
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. Again, not my fault.
That was stinky. That was a bad one.
Yeah, the stink bug.
So if a train stops at a train station and a bus stops at a bus station, why is my desk called a workstation?
That is a good question. And, you know, why do they call them buildings when they're already built?
That's right.
Right.
It's,
right.
I mean,
why don't they
just call them built
all together? Yeah.
Just yeah. Why do they what part?
Why do they call apartments when they're all together?
When they're all together. And why do they drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Come on. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's not really any training for garbage men. They just pick things up as they go.
Bah!
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of which, what did the guy at the rubber band factory say when he lost his job? Poor guy.
What did he say?
Oh, snap.
Oh, well, that leads me to understand that I'm going to talk a little bit about Nikola Tesla. You remember Nikola Tesla, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The guy that Edison stole everything from.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
And if you're driving a Tesla and it gets stolen, it's now called an Edison. But that's not the joke. So Tesla had a love affair with electricity, and he actually wrote a book about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You can find it at your local bookstore or library under Current Affairs.
I think it does deserve... give a sound that we haven't heard yet tonight. That's what it deserves.
There you go. All right. So, that's a young fart. All right. I have one last joke. Do you have one last joke, Rain?
I do.
Okay.
So I got an A on my origami assignment when I turned my paper into my teacher.
That would do it.
All right. Taven, give us one last joke and then I'll round us out.
How do crazy people get through a forest?
Wildly? I don't know.
They take the psychopath.
The psychopath. Right.
Well, that's bad.
And finally, I'd like to tell you about the banker who changed jobs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just lost interest.
Ah! Pop! Oh, my pop. Whoa, my cow. Right.
Well, Furs, thanks for tuning in for another 90 minutes of fun, mayhem, and wonderment, as it might be said. Another episode's in the books. And in only 12 short weeks, we will launch season 4.
Oh, my cow.
If we want to do season 4, do we want to continue on with this, Taben? Is this something we want to continue doing?
I think we should ask Furs if they want us to keep doing this.
Okay, we'll put a little poll out there on Telegram.
Well, I mean, based upon our report from Buzzsprout this year, I think they do.
Okay.
Well, we got some
good ratings this year.
We've got some good ratings this year.
Yeah, top 50% of downloads. That's not nothing.
Top 50% of downloads of all podcasts on Buzzsprout. Yeah, which
yes.
That's a lot.
Yes, they have a lot. Good.
Yeah, so...
And did you see, Barely, did you see that, what are we, like, the top four, so, you know, we've got the top four highest downloads in cities, and I think number four is Singapore.
It is.
Singapore, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was surprising.
That's amazing to me. A lot of downloads Singapore. From Singapore. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, and I mentioned that in a chat the other day, and some person said that they actually talked to a lot of furs from Asia. So there's apparently a lot of furs in Asia. So there you go.
They're Furasians.
They're Furasians.
Furasians or Asian furs. Furasians. Anyway, so we'll put a little poll out there. We'll probably keep doing that. Put a poll on Twitter and maybe put a poll about what would you like an open-ended question.
Good idea.
What would you like us to talk about on the podcast? What kind of things would you like us to do? Is there kind of strange things that you'd like us to do? And
I am a strange thing that's already on the show.
You are a strange thing.
We have enough strange thing to go around. That's for sure.
That's true. That's just Stranger Things, which is a pretty good show.
Which is a pretty good show.
Remember, you can support the show through tuning in, listening, or donating at Ko-Fi or Patreon, buy merch at Redbubble or Bonfire. So until the next time we meet, I say moo, bark, fluff, and stay furry. Taben, the microphone is all yours to do with as you please for the next 30 seconds to say goodbye.
30 seconds? Oh, my God. Do you not know me? So I'll just try and put it down to 30 seconds. Okay, 39 seconds. Okay, the countdown. Hello, thank you all you first for listening. That's so wonderful. It means so much to us that you do that. You can support us like Barely said, but also just by listening, you support us so much, and that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you again at a con. Hug you tight with posies. We hope you entertained you. We hope you like listening to the podcast, the pupcast. And all I'll say is moo, bark, fluff. Until next time, see you next time, or whatever. And bark, bark, stay furry.
Time's up.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Nice. Very nice.
There we go.
Okay.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Is Library. Social media presences is maintained by Ziggy the Mean Weasel. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.